This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He wore number 36.
I stayed there all 12 of my years. I appreciated that, and it was just a childhood dream.
He was first team on the 90s All-Decade Team.
And the little handoff to the upback. Leroy Butler's got a long way to go to the 40. Leroy Butler to the 50.
He is one of four players in NFL history with 38 interceptions and 20 sacks.
And here's Bledsoe back to throw it. Down he goes from behind. Off the corner, Leroy Butler.
Future Hall of Famer Leroy Butler leaps onto Chuck and Winkler now.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Leroy Butler, future Hall of Famer indeed, as we break down Packers-Bears 10-3 the final last night. Got a tweet here from Larry at 105.7 FM The Fan. He says, it will be nice to not have to rely on Aaron Rodgers to carry this team. Given his aversion to turnovers, this kind of defense could be the perfect complement. The last really dominant defense we had was led by guys like Reggie White, Leroy Butler. Could this defense be that good? Well, let's ask Leroy Butler, who joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Leap 36, how we doing after a 10-3 victory last night, my man?
Leroy.
Oh, I'm doing very well, guys. I think the shocker was, if anybody was watching the game, and if you were with Bear fans, they were more shocked than anything. I mean, they were told all summer they had the best defense, which they may have, that they have a team that won a division and should have went to the Super Bowl had they had a kicker, that kind of stuff. So they didn't think that a good, tough, you know, physical defense would come in there and actually outplay the number one defense.
Well, I think the big question is, when you hold a team to 3 points, is the Bears' offense that bad, or is the Packer defense that good? We're going to find out more as the season goes on.
Chuck, don't be a media guy. Don't look into it like that. don't do that. Come on, Chuck. You're the same guy that just because we didn't beat Dallas at their place, you forget about when we beat them at Lambeau. Don't do that. I'm a defensive guy. The defense destroyed them. And here's why. I'm just kidding for a minute, but here's why. Mitch Trubisky was so confused at the fronts. Now, this is the same defense he faced last year, but it's a different personnel. Now, think about that. You know, the three free agents that when, you know, they went out and spent all this money on defense, you're hoping that these guys step up. So whether or not Chicago was good or not, it didn't matter. Their stuff was confusing to Trubisky, and you would think Nagy, the whole offseason, he kind of knew what they were going to run, but it was just the personnel that they couldn't really scout. So these guys didn't play a lot in preseason. So, but at the same time, I will say this. You know, the Bears didn't have a running game that they were going to stick to. They had a rookie running back, Montgomery, and they were going to try to get him some carries. But, again, when you had a penetrating-style defense, that's what makes these offenses. And we'll, trust me, we'll get a chance to see how good this defense really is next week when they play Minnesota. But as of today, as we sit here now, that defense destroyed that offense.
I see Leroy and I got some patching up to do over those Cowboy losses back in the 90s. We'll save that for another day. We can save that for another day.
You and Tim Allen, I got some bones to
get you guys. All right. Adrian Amos makes that play in the fourth quarter. The interception late in the fourth quarter seals the victory for them. Yeah. He is a huge upgrade. And I know Bear fans think that, you know, they got Clinton Dix and the Packers got Amos, that they got the better end of the deal. And, you know, Dix made a couple of plays last night. But how good is Adrian Amos going to be? And we saw a little flash of it last night.
You know, Chuck, that's a good point, because he's going to make Savage better. because they kind of alternate who's going to be the eight-man front guy. They alternate who's going to be the center fielder guy, and they work together. If they're synchronized, because you remember now, true offense would have went after a rookie safety. But when you have two safeties that were disciplined last night, and something else you didn't see a lot of missed tackles. And that's something we saw in preseason. What Amos gave them is the stability that every time you want to do a pressure defense for a middle safety, we haven't had that in the past. Last year, I think they had 7 or 8 interceptions, second to the bottom. So this was very refreshing when your three free agents step up on defense. When you give a guy a $20 million signing bonus and people say, we don't know who's a Darius Smith is. They gave, what? Wait a minute. They gave $60 million to Preston Smith. And wait a minute, to boot, they gave a safety with no production, $11 million signing bonus? Yeah. So I would think Amos, playing his former team, got the better of that.
Talking with Leroy Butler, as we will do after every Packers game, we will talk to him the next day. Immediately in that morning, I was recalled from a moment back in 96, your guys' Super Bowl year, obviously. And that first game I remember watching, I was at my uncle's down in Indiana, and we're all together, and we're watching you guys go down to Tampa Bay, 34-3, all over Tampa Bay. And I think it was a good tone setter for the defense the rest of the year. How big can that first game be? Because you're seeing things last night on the defense that we haven't seen here in Green Bay in a long time. You're seeing, well, first people tweet, hey, I'm enjoying watching this defense. And then the way that Rodgers is shoving Pettine afterwards, and the guys are like attacking Pettine as if he, you know, was a Super Bowl winning head coach. How big can 1 week be, especially week one, when you have such a tone setting performance like that?
It's refreshing that the second time I've used that word, because when Matt LaFleur came in his interview, he expressed to Murphy, I would like to keep Pettit. I don't want to make a lot of changes. The guy's a pretty good coach. As a matter of fact, I saw Pettit smile twice last night. That's a record. This guy never smiles. And here's another change, guys. He's also down on the field this year. Last year, he was up in the box. When you're down on the field, you can see a better level, and you can get a sense of what your guys really want. And when you talk about the 96 defense, now this is going to be paramount. That defense was made of what? Free agents. Sean Joneses, the Reggie Whites. I mean, you think about all Santana Dawson. This is the same kind of defense. You put guys together, and they love playing an unselfish type defense. Now, this week it was the Smith brothers and Amos. But next week you may get the Dean Lowrys. You may get, you know, some of these other guys. You're saying, I don't necessarily know where these guys come from, but they're making plays. Kevin King should have had an interception. So every week it's going to be a different guy. That's what's going to make this defense very good.
Leroy, last night, of course, it was an ugly game. You know, people look at the score 10-3, but I remember a game.
I wasn't ugly. I loved it.
I did too. But I'm saying there's some people who are going to say that. But I remember the 96 season when you guys won the Super Bowl. Remember that early season game against Philly? It was a Monday night football game, and it was ugly. It was at home, and you guys won like 6-3.
Yep. Chuck, that's a great point, too, because people, with our offense, we were number one offense, number one defense, and number one special teams. Mm-hmm. And that makes me say that if J.K. Scott can punt like that, that's a defensive stat. My favorite player was Craig Hendrick. He's one of those guys I always say, listen, if you put them inside the 20, no one can drive 80 yards to beat us. They just can't. And I think that was a defensive stat. When you have guys on each level stepping up, it really makes you feel good about it. And I know some people are going to get upset that we keep talking about 96, but it's so relevant because that defense was put together by free agents. It wasn't a bunch of draft picks. It was known by defensive. If you're going to win by defense, now you don't have to worry about Aaron Rodgers putting up, you know, gaudy numbers every week for you to win. You can win with your running game with Aaron Jones having 13 carries. You can win that way. As a matter of fact, they only had 22 carries. If you can win without this week, without Aaron Rodgers putting up great numbers, you're going to be playing sometime in December.
Talking with Leroy Butler, Leap36 on Twitter. You can find him probably. Are you at a pick and save this weekend or not till next weekend?
It'll be next weekend.
All right. Yeah, you can usually find him at a pick and save near you. Leroy, you bring up Rodgers, and there, you know, there could be some frustration because last year's offense was run the play clock down to one. You know, it was three and out, and you still saw some of that last night. What were your impressions of the offense last night, first game for the new head coach, Matt LaFleur?
I think you're going to see that throughout the NFL. It was four or five quarterbacks didn't even play in preseason. Trubisky had three snaps. So I really don't understand how people are going to think that some of these offenses are going to be just come out of the box and score 30 and 40 points. Defenses always are ahead of offenses. But I will say this. I had a discussion with a few people, and I said, here's the thing, is that if the Packers struggle, it's because they're playing the number one defense. But also, if for some reason they don't struggle, it's going to say Aaron Rodgers is great. So it's kind of a catch-22 because, you know, guys, we've heard this all offseason. When they kept bringing up the audible thing to Matt LaFleur, he kind of, you know, kind of got a little testy for a minute. This offense is a work in progress. It's on-the-job training. And whether Aaron Rodgers played 15 snaps or 30 snaps, they're going to struggle for the first 6 or 7 weeks. And I'm okay with that because especially if you're playing good special teams, you do not turn the ball over. Only thing, now, it was a lot of punts. It was a lot of three and outs. Aaron did get sacked five times, but at the same time, for the most part, he had good protection. And for the most part, they ran the ball at times, you know, pretty good. So they're going to have to do these kind of things to kind of get into a groove because we don't have a chart right now to say what does Matt LaFleur like to do 2nd and 7, 3rd and 13, 2nd and 1, 3rd and 19. So now you build this chart of tendencies, and then it'll start to get better. I didn't expect this offense to just come out of the box scoring 35 points, but sometimes when you have Aaron Rodgers, sometimes you could think that.
I always feel like it takes us maybe 2 years till we get a full grasp on a coach and what he's all about. I thought that was the way about Sherman. You had Holmgren, you know, McCarthy. It takes 2 years at the very least to get a good pulse.
No,
on
you're right about that. No, you're right about that. You are right about that. Yeah. You are because, but you know, fans are on the fast track. They don't want to hear a development. Oh, I got Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer. This, and you know why? Because I had a guy. You know what? This is dead serious. I had a guy text me this morning. Out of every question he could ask me, you know what he asked? Why didn't they put in Kumaro? I said, man, I'm gonna block you out of my phone. I'm blocking you. Don't call. Just be happy with the win by MVS, you know, and Trevor Davis getting the catch. Tonyan got a catch. I mean, no, he wants to see Kumaro. He's upset.
You need to block Jeff Janis off your phone. That's what it is. And Jeff Query.
Leroy.
And Don Beebe.
Hey, we appreciate you being a part of the morning shows for the season here. We'll talk to Leroy Butler 7 o'clock after every game the next day, 7 o'clock. And then you can hear a lot more of Leroy on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6, every day throughout this football season. Leap 36, we appreciate it, man. We'll see you later today.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate being on the number one morning show.
That's my guy, Leroy Butler, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline again. He is on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6. Every day you get that guy on the radio. 4 hours a day. Wendy's Big Show 2 to 6 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.